My name is Bob Regner. I was the mayor of the city of Auburn from 1981 to 1993. I served on the AWC Board of Directors and was president of AWC from 1987 to 1988. What drew me to public service was actually a couple of things. One, many people of my generation were drawn to public service by John F. Kennedy. He actually called upon people to volunteer, to get involved in your government, quit complaining and get involved and do something. Be constructive, make a difference.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And I heard that in the sixth grade or something, and that's one of those things that stayed with me as I kind of developed and grew older. The other thing was my mother was very active in a lot of volunteer organizations, and she said, I don't care what you do when you're adult, you just give something back. Serve on the park commission, serve on the, be active in your church, but give something back to your community. You can't just be part of that. You know, that's kind of the price tag for working. You have to give something back. So I thought about running for the school board, and that, for a couple of reasons, that didn't work out. And I thought, I'll run for the city council. I'll serve a term or two and be done, and I'll feel good about having it. And that was turned out to be a far different career choice than I thought it was. I thought it was a volunteer activity. It became a career choice. During the time that I was in office, and I did serve 6 years on the city council prior to being elected mayor, so I was elected, I think, in 1975, that was a period of time of immense growth, challenge of growth. What are we going to do about growth? How are we going to move people around the South King County area? So there was a lot of consternation between the county, the cities, and the population, and certainly the state, of how do you move people? Where do they live? How do they live? How do we manage growth? You can't control growth too much. It's going to go where it's going to go. It's kind of like water seeks the lowest point. But how are you going to manage it? And there was a couple of key issues that surfaced during that time frame. One was the management of people's movements. And one of the things that the mayors of Renton, Kent, myself, I'm missing one, Tukwila, worked with the old Metro Council to establish a train system, which is now commuter rail, it's called Sounder. We sat in the back room of the newspaper in Kent Valley at the time, the old Valley Daily News, and came up with this system of a way to bring transportation needs into South King County. But there was a lot of people who were city people and county people who served on the Metro Council. It was a combination of county and city elected officials. The ability to get things done had the most influential elected officials in the region around the same table three times a month. And it's something we don't really have nowadays. Sound Transit's close, but not quite the same. And so you were not only dealing with the things that were on the table in front of the Metro Council with the 30 elected officials. What you were also dealing with was things that were going being discussed away from the table. You would have me talking to the mayor of Seattle in the hallway saying, well, what can you do about this or what can you do about that? Or the county executive, or, you know, there was a lot of relationships that were established around the metro meetings that had as much to do with what was going on away from the table as was going on at the table. And it's simply building relationships to get things done. That doesn't happen nowadays as much because there isn't quite the same format. Sound Transit has, a piece of it, but not the same dynamic. Not as many people. The old Metro Council included medium-sized cities, large cities, and small cities. It included the entire membership of the county council, the county executive, the biggest city, central city, Seattle. So you had this dynamic available to build relationships and go to lunch and talk to people and get things done. Could have never got commuter rail nowadays, I don't think, without that. And that's something that I carried forward the next 10 years after I left city and went to work for the county. Me working with those same people already had built that relationship. You build those relationships, And in politics, that's how you get things done. You don't get things done by having extremes that are intractable. There has to be a common ground somewhere. We found it many times around a table in a conference room in Seattle.